You stand out because you do not interact. You even marked yourself by using the blanket. You made yourself visible by putting on the headphones, making a statement, temporary not available. You are exhibiting and also being exhibit at the same time. Subject and object are interwoven. You are participating without participation. You are an active passive visitor. Right now, you are finding yourself in a temporary state of fame and attention, in an aesthetical communication and a social act, and a new sphere of activity. Maybe you enjoyed some talks before putting on the headphones. Maybe you didn't know what to do before you put on the headphones. What to do if there is nothing to do? And nothing to see, but plenty to watch. What about self-reflection? There's definitely, definitely, definitely no logic in human behavior. Visitor rules. Make the most of your visit. There are several rules which you should pay attention to as a visitor. 1. You are not allowed to touch the artwork or touch any object on open display, including sculptures, stonework, or fabrics. 2. Leave coats, jackets, backpacks, bags, luggage at the check room or entrance. 3. You are asked to be patient and considerate to other visitors. Move slow. Don't disturb others. Please don't talk loudly. Don't use your phone to make calls. 4. You are not allowed to consume food and drink. 5. You are not allowed to take pictures or to film. 6. In the interest of health and safety, you must not A. smoke. B. sit on stairs or the floor. C. block or obstruct entrance and doors. D. Leave any children unattended. E. Cross barriers, cordons, or protective spaces. 7. Keep away from what you desire. 8. Don't do anything you desire. Experience frustration, consolation. The visitor experiences the museum and the exhibition space as a place of limitation. Limitation of sensuous perception. Reduced to the senses of sight, forbidden to touch. Longing to connect all his, her senses. He, she suffers from experience the untouchable and unsaleable. He, she cannot give into a natural stimulus of touch easily. He, she is bound to several rules and codes of conduct, only allowed to participate if indicated specifically. Consequently, exhibition scenarios are also instruments of disciplining the subject. Due to these rules, the visitor moves concentrated, guarded, passive, and in an observing way, even if it's an expressive surrounding, in a so-called gesture of visit. The museum conveys the primacy of the object in front of that of the subject, which also falls into a state of an object to be observed. Not able to connect his, her senses, the visitor undergoes to frustration, not taking its time or just loses attention. No time for exhibition. Actually, it takes a while to listen to all the text. Do you have some time? No time for exhibition. Instead of saying, I don't have time, try saying, it's not my priority, and see how that feels. Often that's a perfectly adequate explanation. Try it. I'm not going to listen to all the text because it's not my priority. But other things are harder. If these phrases don't sit well, that's the point. If we don't like how we are spending an hour, we can choose differently. Changing our language reminds us that time is a choice. I'm not coming to the exhibition because art is not my priority. Try it. I prefer photography over writing. Are you as busy as you think? I'm done. Let's have a drink at the bar. Do you have some time? Let's take a look next door. Dispersion is distributed attention. Losing attention.